is Romans 3:18. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And when it comes to unsaved people, unregenerate people, lost people, children of Satan, people who do not know for certain that all of their sins are forgiven and they are justified in the eyes of God, we find in Romans chapter 3, verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. And it's a very misunderstood verse. We find it at the almost at the complete end of the evil tidings of Romans 1:18 through 3:20. Romans chapters 1 through 3, 1:18 through 3:20. Those verses, 64 verses of the most evil tidings mankind has ever heard from God Almighty from heaven. It is an indictment. It is the evidence against all of mankind that we are condemned, that we are guilty, verse 19 says, and that our mouths should be stopped. Now, Romans 3:18 says there is no fear of God before their eyes. And the reason there is no fear of God before the eyes of unsaved people, one of the chief reasons, if not the sole reason, is because from pulpits around this world, preachers and teachers are not preaching the reason that you should fear God. When we see there is no fear of God before their eyes, that is as bad as it gets. You are as far away from God as you can possibly be. Understand, every day you get up and live on His earth, every single day you transgress His laws, and yet there's no fear of God before your own eyes. You do not fear God. And let me show you, according to the Lord Jesus Christ's words, why you don't and why you should. In Luke chapter 12, go back there, Luke chapter 12. If you don't have a King James Bible, just listen. And if you have another Bible, an NIV, a New American Standard, any one of the other satanic counterfeits, just throw it out and get a King James Bible. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. When the Lord Jesus Christ was here on earth, watch what He says diligently. Pay attention. Listen, you may be all tough now because you're in the land of the living, but the split second you die, and about 10 seconds before you die, if you're aware that your death is coming, you're going to be a trembling fool. But it's too late then. Luke chapter 12, verse 4. Jesus Christ, my Savior, my King, my Lord, says, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." You see, don't be afraid of people who can murder you. Because once they murder you, that's all they can do. After that, there's nothing else they can do to you. Death in the Bible is the king of terrors. And we fear people. Oh, that person could kill me, or I'm not going to go over here into this neighborhood, or I'm going to try to stay safe, and we get burglar alarms, and we do all these things to avoid run-ins with people who could kill us. And that's a good thing. Okay? But you still fear them. Look at verse 4. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." Verse 5. "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear." Now Jesus Christ is forewarning you. That means He's telling you it now while you're in the land of the living. "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear Him which after He hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear Him." Now here's the thing. According to Jesus Christ, who's perfect and always right, He says, He forewarns us whom we shall fear. "Fear Him which after He hath killed." God holds your breath in His hands, and He can kill you at any moment He wants. Any moment. Now I understand we live in the dispensation of God's grace, and God is not imputing men's trespasses unto them in this age. He is wanting all men to be saved. But the physical ramifications of your sin, you can be killed by God any day you want. Because He knows the end from the beginning. He knows whether you're going to get saved or not. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Now here's the problem. You don't. You don't fear God. Because you should. And all of these stupid reasons that stupid preachers and teachers come up with why you should fear him. They say you should look out there and look at the mountains and how grand they are. And stand in awe of God and all that. All those things are found in the scriptures, but that is not the reason Jesus Christ says to fear God. You need to fear God because after he kills you, he will cast you into hell. Do you understand? Is this hard to get? I'm trying to just encourage all of you to listen to the Salvation from Hell video because you're going. And no matter what you think, say, or do, doesn't change it. According to Jesus Christ, the reason to fear God is verse 5. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. You need to fear God. But Romans 3:18 says there is no fear of God before their eyes. You don't. You see, you are in direct violation of the commandment given by Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 12. He says to fear him, but you don't. You should, because he has the power after he's killed you to cast you into hell. And you say, well, I'm not afraid. You will be. You will be. Go with me to Luke chapter 19, since you're in Luke. Let's take a little journey down into hell. Jesus Christ, when he was here on the earth, peels back the veil, so to speak, of the netherworld. And he allows you to look down in there and shows you what's going on there. And it's just absolutely horrible when you think about Luke 16. When you think about what's going to happen to lost people when they die, the split second they die. And I'll tell you, this would have happened to me had I not understood salvation. I still understand it today. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, this rich man dies, he's buried. But that isn't the end of it. Watch the next verse. And in hell, he lift up his eyes. So the rich man dies, his soul goes down to hell, into the torment side. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now in time past, hell had two sections to it, so to speak. One was called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. It was called paradise, and that's where Lazarus went. The other side is just the torments of hell. But all that's there today is the torments. Because paradise now is in the third heaven where believers go. But watch this in verse 23 again. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham! You know, these preachers read the verse like he's just sitting there talking to Abraham. The Bible says he cried and said, cry. You know why he cried out? You'd scream too, and you'd cry out if you were in flames. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Tormented, that means tortured. He didn't say he was being tormented by the flame. It says he was tormented in this flame. Do you understand that this rich man has been there since Jesus Christ told the truth about him almost 2,000 years ago? He was there when Jesus Christ taught it. He will still remain there until the great white throne judgment. But understand, He says, I am tormented in this flame. Watch Abraham's answer. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, so he knows he can't get there. Watch what his concern is now. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Hell is a real place. It's not a figment of someone's imagination. It's not just words in an old archaic book that your dumb butt can't understand. Hell is a place of torment. It's literal. It is literal. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Abraham's answer to this rich man in the flames of hell is they have a Bible. He wanted his five brothers to understand this. Guess what? They have a Bible, Abraham says, up there in the land of the living. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham. He's still arguing. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. They will change their minds. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. How great is that? You see, if you don't believe the Bible, you would not even be persuaded if someone rose from the dead and told you, you don't want to go to hell, and told you and preached to you, don't go to hell, get saved today. No, no. You won't be persuaded if you ignore the scriptures, even if someone rose from the dead. Proof positive of that is that my Savior, the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, rose from the dead, and he preached again through the Apostle Paul, the gospel of the grace of God, and you still don't listen. You still don't. So it's true. It's true. But Jesus Christ said to fear God. That is the reason you need to fear God. No other reason. Don't come up with all your little fluffy answers and why you think you should fear him, which really means to stand in awe of him. Let me tell you what. When your sorry carcass dies, and then you go down into the flames of hell, and then you go before the great white throne judgment, let's go there, because there's the path. Let me just give you a little path you're on. Okay? Once you die as an unregenerate, lost person who doesn't care about the scriptures, doesn't care about the King James Bible, doesn't care about truth at all, then what's going to happen is you're going to go straight to the flames of hell. And hell is a place. And it's a place that's going to hold you. It has gates and bars. And it's going to hold you just like a temporary jail as you await judgment of your day in court. And then you will go up at the end. It's at least 1,007 years from now. That's if the tribulation started today, which it didn't. Okay, so you will burn in the flames of hell waiting. And you say you don't fear God on this earth. You'll fear him when you're in hell. Oh, yes, you will. You'll be very afraid, but it's too late, dummy. You have to fear him now, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's when you start to get wise. Say, listen, I don't want to go to hell. But if you don't, you'll be in hell. And in Revelation chapter 20, then one day you'll stand before the God, your Creator, the God of the Bible, your Creator. And you'll stand before him. You'll fear him then. Too late. Here's where you will go. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And you know why you're going to be cast into the lake of fire? Because you're not going to want to go. You're not going to want to go. When you hear those words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels," you will not want to go. That's why those angels, those servants of the Most High God, are going to take you in your new resurrected body and are going to cast you into the lake of fire. Because you're not going to want to go. But you will be cast indeed. So again, Romans chapter 3 is clear. Romans chapter 3 is very, very clear. Where it says in here, there is no fear of God before their eyes. So the Bible says, repent. You need to change your mind right now. And you need to fear God for the reason that Jesus Christ said as we started. Because I'm telling you, it's your soul. And if you don't want to fear God, that's on you. But you're going to pay. And the day will come when you will fear God. Luke chapter 12, I say again, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. It's your soul, and you better fear him. Because the day's coming when you're going to die and he's going to cast you into hell fire. You're then going to go to the great white throne judgment where you will be cast into the lake of fire. Hell and everything goes into the lake of fire. But then it is too late. It is too late. There is a video here on our channel called Salvation from Hell. You need to listen to it because you're going. And you better fear God. You better fear God because he has the power to cast you into hell.